You're listening to Archer Radio. Welcome to my fourth podcast. Today's Thursday, April 28th, 2005. First off, I want to tell you that I bought an iRiver. It's an iRiver IFP 895. It's a 512 megabyte little MP3 player, but I bought it for the voice recording part. That's what the other podcasters seem to be using. So I plan to take it with me to the boyfriend's house this weekend and maybe record a podcast while I'm there. I know Bert left me a message or a comment about stream of consciousness, and I know that Wanda Wisdom talked about just talking off the top of her head. But I decided to actually make a list of things I wanted to talk about on this podcast. Some of them boring. I don't care because I just like to talk sometimes. And I'm going to try not to make that noise with my mouth as I talk, because I know when I listened to my last podcast, that noise was very annoying and I did not like it. So I'm going to try my hardest not to make that noise. As some of you might know from reading my blog, or at least reading in the archives, I like to walk. I'm a walker. Although I drive to work, but I walk while I'm at work. I wear a pedometer, which is that little device that you put on your waist, on your belt or whatever, and it counts how many steps you take in a day. And I usually try to walk between 5 and 6 miles a day. Well, this week I have been averaging 6 and above miles. Like today I walked 6.43 miles. And I guess I've been maybe walking too much in my work shoes because I have a blister on my little toe on my right foot. And it's a pain in the ass. It's a tiny little blister, but it seems like the littlest things hurt the most. Almost every time I took a step today, I could feel that blister, and it was pissing me off every time I walked on it. So I'm dealing with that, and I really hate it. I was going to talk about the pollen. I live in the D.C. area, right outside of D.C., and it's been very spring this week. We've had very little rain and very sunny days, and when that occurs, we have tons of pollen. I'm sure other areas in the country have the same problem, but every year at this time, things turn yellow. I drive a little white SUV. Yes, I drive an SUV, and I know some podcasters hate SUVs, but I have a small one. But the thing is that it's white, although today it's yellow because there's so much fucking pollen on it. And the pollen tends to get in my throat and make it scratchy, and I have to clear my throat and stuff. And so the pollen is just driving me crazy, and I hate it. And of course, at this time of the year, I have the windows open, so all of my furniture has, well, maybe not that bad, but there's definitely some hints of pollen on things. And I hate to dust. I'm a pretty good housekeeper. My house is very neat and clean. Things are put away. I don't have any junk piles. My desk is clear. But dust, I don't deal well with the dust. I have those little Swiffer duster things, and I get those out, you know, and dust once or twice a week. But I hate the dust. If I know someone's coming over, then I will definitely dust before they get here. But if you were to walk in my house now, you'd see dust. My house would be very clean, the bed would be made, the laundry would be in the basket, all the dishes are in the dishwasher, they're not in the sink. My house is very neat and clean, except for dust. Alright, enough about the dust. Let's see, what else did I want? Okay. The Amazing Race. Does anybody watch The Amazing Race? I don't know. Well, I know that my blogger friend Homer does. He goes to some gay group that gets together on Tuesday nights just to watch The Amazing Race, which is cool. That would be fun to do sometime. I'm sure they have a few drinks and get crazy while watching the show. Well, this season there was a gay couple on there, and I was following them pretty closely up until last week when they got kicked off because they made too many stupid errors. But what I wanted to say was that on this season is a couple, Rob and Amber. I'm sure you've heard of them before. Well, if you follow that show or if you follow Survivor. Last year they won Survivor, and now they're on The Amazing Race, and I can't stand them. Rob just grates my nerves. Besides the fact that he sounds so stupid, he just does things that, you know, like sabotage other groups and stuff. I mean, I'm sure that's all part of the game, but, oh, I got some mail. I just can't stand the guy. I don't know, you know, why he grates on my nerves so bad, but I just can't stand him. Let me, no, if I mute that, will it, no, I don't know. I guess I'm not technically savvy enough. Oh, yeah, no. If I, oh, fuck it. Well, I'm trying to think if I, how to mute the sound of the computer without cutting off the audio. So I'm going to plug in the headphones. Hang on a second. Okay, there we're back. I plugged in the headphones so that I won't be interrupted by any beeps on the computer. So I was saying how much I can't stand Rob and Amber, and I really don't want them to win. They've come in first place like two times in a row, but on Tuesday night's show, they did not. They actually missed a flight, so they were behind, and they came in third place. And I was just cheering, jumping for joy at their inability to come in first place again. And I'm just hoping that they don't win. That would suck. They would win $1 million from Survivor last year, and $1 million from, was it a million? Yeah, $1 million from The Amazing Race this year. That would just totally suck. Anyway, so I follow that show every Tuesday. Of course, I don't watch it when it's actually on TV. I tape it, and yes, believe it or not, I'm an old-fashioned videotape person. I don't have the DVR or the TiVo or anything like that. I should, because I tape enough shows that I should get it. And actually, my friend David is always telling me, oh, you need to get DVR, because he loads up his DVR with more shows than he has time to watch. But it is a cool device, and I should probably get one. But anyway. But then again, if I were to get the DVR, would I have time to watch all the shows? See, that's something that is always, especially lately, is that there isn't enough time to do all the things that I want to do. Like, I want to spend time on the podcast and make them, they don't have to be like a radio show with all that stuff, but I want it to sound decent at least. Well, and the thing is, I don't even know if it's interesting. Who would want to sit and listen to this? But in any case, I wanted to spend time doing a podcast and doing it nice. Nicely? I don't know. But there just isn't enough time. I get to work a lot earlier than I have to. I don't have to get there that early, but I do. So I get up early. And in order for me to get up early, I have to go to bed early, and which is about 9:30. And that's pretty early for most of the gay world, at least it seems that way. When most of these podcasters are doing their podcasts at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm dead asleep at that time. I guess it really doesn't matter when you do your podcast, but I started this conversation by saying there's not enough time to do everything. Like, well, for example, I've been dating the boyfriend for, 3 months now. Is it 3 months? Well, there's still some debate what we call the actual first date and when the anniversary date will be and all that. But in any case, it's been a couple months. And when you start dating someone, you always change your habits. See, like, we spend the weekends together. Well, before I was dating the boyfriend, I was single for a long time, and I would do all the crap that you usually do on the weekends. I would do the laundry, I'd run the dishwasher, I'd go shopping, I'd, you know, get the groceries, all that stuff on the weekends. Well, now my habits are changing, and I need to, I just am changing it so that I do all that stuff during the week. Well, there's not a whole lot of time during the week to do that stuff. If I don't get home until, which I don't, get home till 4:30, and I go to bed at 9:30. That's only 5 hours each day to get some stuff done. And if I work on a podcast, you're easily talking an hour to, you know, from start to finish, the editing, the all that stuff. And then, you know, if you water your plants, you have to do your laundry. One of those days you have to go grocery shopping and pick up the shirts from the laundry. All that stuff, you just don't have a whole lot of time to get it done. So, you know, I'm readjusting and trying to use my time more wisely during the week. I think I'm getting a good handle on that. But of course it takes time. You know, did you hear, I'm sure you have heard, about Microsoft pulling its support for that bill in Washington? That pissed me off. But, of course, I didn't do a whole lot of research or a whole lot of reading to find out the details behind it. But basically, I just hear the headline that Microsoft pulled their support for the bill. But I did read that Steve Ballmer, wrote the whole company an email saying that they were just focusing their attention on different issues this time around. Well, they did not make a lot of friends that way. And especially in terms of any kind of people who want to buy their products, if they're gay. Well, first of all, if you're gay and you're into computers, you should be on a Macintosh anyway, because Apple makes the absolute best computers. Of course, my good friend David would dispute that, but Macs are the best. They do cost a little more, but they don't fall apart like other operating systems do. In any case, get off track there. The Microsoft is probably hurting themselves by taking this stand about the bill in Washington, although I did hear that the bill did not pass by one vote. I think I read on, I don't know the blog, but I read on some blog that it would have failed by more votes if Microsoft had kept its, you know, support for the gay and lesbian community in Washington and, you know, lobbied the senators or whatever. It would have, you know, failed by more votes. In any case, I'm glad it failed. But Microsoft's not making themselves any friends or any customers with shit like that. Although they're probably making a lot of Christian right Republican asshole customers out of them. That's just as well. Let those Christian idiots get their Windows crashing, security leaking piece of crap on their computers and have their computers fail. Anyway, enough about that. Oh, but on a related note, I did hear that Spain legalized gay marriage, but one thing I did find interesting was that they're only the third country in Europe to do so. Now, I thought for sure there were more countries than that who have gay marriage legalized. I'm sure France and Britain both have a law, but I thought like countries like the Netherlands and places like that they already have that in the books, but maybe they aren't considered. Yes, they are. They're in Europe. I don't know. I just thought there would be more countries that have already legalized it. Well, of course, the United States it'll be a long time coming before we see it, especially in this climate, this homophobic Christian right Bush-loving fucking country right now. I shouldn't get into that because I was so pissed off with the results of the election. I can't go into that. I get too pissed off about it. Moving on to another subject. I'm curious to find out the locations of my listeners. Now, I look at my statistics on my website, and I found that my second podcast, where I talked with the boyfriend about wine and our weekend last weekend, it was downloaded 108 times, but I got 9 comments. Now, you 109 or 108 people, how many ever it was, 108 people download my podcasts. I don't know if you listened to it, but 108 people downloaded it, but I didn't hear anything from you. Not that you have to, but I'm just curious. I'm wondering, how far away are you? Now, I know that Wanda Wisdom from Lucky Bitch Radio listened to my podcast, and of course, she's in Minnesota. And I know that Mr. Poos of Poos Radio listened to it, and he's in New York, Ithaca, New York, I believe. But I don't know, well, I know a couple bloggers who downloaded and listened to it, but I'm not sure where they're from. So here's what I'm asking you to do. If you downloaded and listened to and got to this point in the podcast, send me a comment or an email telling me where you're from. I'm curious if there are any international listeners out there. It's just total curiosity. I'm just curious to know where people are from. So if you think about it, give me a comment or an email just telling me where you're from. Just say, you know, John from Spokane or whatever. You know, I'm just curious. Let's see. I guess I should consult my list to see where we are on the list. And it looks as though I have talked about all the things I wanted to talk about. There is something else I could talk about, but I don't know if the boyfriend... Well, actually, it wouldn't bother him. As I was saying before, he and I only see each other on the weekends. Well, there comes a point during the week where I start to get frisky and a little horny, and usually it's around Wednesday. It's around Wednesday that I'm starting to miss him and miss his touch and hear his voice and all that. So that's about the time that I'm popping in a porn and getting the lube out just to, you know, remind myself of what the weekend will hold and what I'm holding. Not right now, of course, but, oh, come on. I think all the people who listen to this are gay, so you know about jerking off and sex between gay men, all of that stuff. That's nothing new. And, of course, luckily, the boyfriend and I are very compatible in that area. But I'm not going to go into detail because I don't want him to get upset or embarrassed. Okay, enough about that. Let's move on. Let's talk about the weather. How's the weather where you are? Well, here, it's been beautiful this whole week. We've had beautiful sunny days and temperatures in the high 60s, low 70s. And however, supposedly listening to the weather, the rain is on its way. Tonight we're supposed to get a good hefty downpour, which would be just fine because then it would take care of that fucking pollen that's, you know, fucking up my throat and car. So I'll be glad to have that rain. Oh man, I made that noise. Did I make that noise all through this whole damn podcast? You know, I talked about that, at least I wrote about it on the blog post where I posted my last podcast. I keep making this noise with my mouth, and I hate it. When I listened to that last podcast, it just was grating my nerves that I kept making that damn noise with my lips, I guess, or smacking my lips. I don't know how I'm making that noise, but I hate it. I was going to try really hard not to do that this time. So hopefully I didn't do it all through this podcast. Okay, well, we're coming up on 19 minutes here, so I think I'm going to cut it short. 19 minutes, actually, I think that's my longest podcast yet. Granted, this is only number 4, but like I said on the last one, I hope to do this 2 or 3 times a week. Yep, there we go, 19 minutes. Then again, you know, you can always edit this afterwards. But I'm trying to not do too much in the post-production. However, you probably did figure out that, or at least hear, that I did figure out how to add music to my podcast. I was fiddling with GarageBand, which is Apple's music producing or creating program. I was able to import the podcast and then add music to it. Oh, excuse me, I just burped. Oh, that's awful. I shouldn't do that. I'm so vulgar. Well, at least I'm not farting. Anyway, in the post-production, I will be able to add music. Now, I don't know. I'm going to try not to add music that would have to be copyrighted or pay for it, or I don't know, whatever. But I'll add some of those loops from the GarageBand library of loops, and just put some soothing music in the background. Now, of course, when I get my Logic Express in a week or two, I don't know why it's taking so long to get here, I think I'll be able to actually play music at the time that I'm recording the voice, which would be cool, which is what I would really like to be able to do. Okay, we're going to end this for now. It's about 21 minutes long. That's a good long podcast, long enough. I didn't want to bore you and make you shut it off. But thank you for listening. Come back again. Hope you enjoyed it. And of course, please feel free to send me that comment or email about where you are from. I'd like to find out how far away my listeners are. And I did it again. Hate that noise. Anyway, until next time, have a great evening and a great day tomorrow, or today, depending on when you're listening to this, and stay tuned for another podcast. Bye!